This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Inn with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Okay, okay, okay. Westwood. It's your girl, Chin Weezy. Yes, you are now tuned in to The Lioness Den. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Chinwe, a.k.a. Chin Weezy, a.k.a. Chinwe the Great, a.k.a. Chi-Chi, a.k.a. Salista, a.k.a. shutting down all the negativity and the fake and the phony, okay? Thank y'all for tuning in. What's up, 111? Hey, angels. Tuning in to another episode of The Lioness Den. I have something very important that I want to talk about. I'm not even going to waste a whole bunch of time on a long introduction. We just gonna get to it. And now, y'all might be wondering how these two things can even work to fit together in one podcast, but I'm gonna break it down. So today, I'm gonna talk to you about the coronavirus. I was scrolling on Twitter, and I didn't like what I saw. I thought the jokes were funny, but the rest of it, I'm gonna tell you why it just made me feel away. It just really put me in a mood, and I didn't like the way I felt, so I just had to talk about it and get it off my chest. And we're going to talk about what the coronavirus has to do with your archangels. I know that's really weird, like how we, but they are very much so entwined. Everything happening on this earth, as above, so below, is in, I can't think of the word, coherence. Everything that's happening down here has to do with everything happening up there in the spiritual realm. And so that's why I want to talk about it. So without further ado, let's get it popping. The Lioness Den is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com. Yes. And make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB, ChinweYBB. And head over to YouTube at ChinweCook, ChinweCook. Got some tarot readings. Imagination, we're on hold right now. The season's come to a close. I'm really focusing on some other things, taking a break. So that's why I haven't been posting any imagination episodes. We're going to pick it back up later on, not sure whenever the angels tell me I need to. Telling y'all, these angels, they let you know everything. But I am doing tarot readings in between time. So I've started on this journey of tarot and I really, really enjoy it. I love it. It's a passionate, passionate hobby of mine. And I've been communicating with Archangel Gabriel, which I'll talk about, or it might be Gabriel. I'm not quite sure on the pronunciation of the names. Please forgive me, angels. They've really been communicating with me and helping me grow this gift and grow this hobby and really turning it into a passion. And I truly, truly, truly enjoy it. So go check out those tarot readings. They're very, very intuitive, very informative. They're general. They're not by sign. I haven't been led to do that yet. So they're general. It's general information. So it could apply to any type of person, any type of situation. So go and check them out. Also, new moon, new music. That's how we doing it, okay? New moon, new music. If you haven't already, go and listen to Nothing New Volume 1 and Nothing New Volume 2, available on all platforms. And now, March 24th, I'm pleased to announce that got a new project coming to y'all, Problems in Paradise. It's four songs. They're really, really amazing. It's talking about some of the struggles that I was going through when I was in that abusive relationship and how I was just begging somebody to love me and see the love that I had to offer. And so it's just interesting hearing all this stuff from different time points in my life. So March 24th, please go and download Problems in Paradise. It will be available on all downloading platforms, YouTube, SoundCloud, all of that. I need to put it on YouTube too and saying reminding myself. Okay. So it's gonna be everywhere. With that being said, let's talk about it. So first, before I even open up my mouth, I wanna give you some facts on the coronavirus really quickly. I'm just gonna give you some quick facts. So here we go. I'm not sure who this doctor is. Let me see if I can find out. He's got a mask on. He looks like he's in a surgical, in a surgery room. It doesn't say what his name is, but just something real quick for y'all to consider during this time.
The U.S. in 2017. Three P's to the coronavirus. The first P is perspective. There have been 40,000 deaths from influenza in the U.S. in 2017. That number was 60,000 in the U.S. in 2018. Versus the coronavirus, there have been 90,000 cases globally. 40,000 have recovered. 3,000 have died. I wanted to tell you that to decrease your fears. The second is practicality. What can we do? The general public wants to wear a mask, but it won't help the general public. What we need is a hand sanitizer.
Okay, sorry. My phone keeps closing.
Every time you touch somebody's hand, every time you touch a doorknob or money, put the hand sanitizer on and avoid touching your eyes and your mouth and your face with your hands. The third most important is prayer. Father God, we ask that you would eradicate and take out this coronavirus. We ask you give wisdom to the scientists and doctors to come up with a cure and vaccine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And just in case you wondered, yeah, this is Dr.
Okay, I don't know who the doctor is, like I said. Now, regardless of what your faith is, whoever you pray to or don't pray to, whatever it is that you use at this time to summon protective measures is what you need to be doing. Whether it's staying prayed up, whether it's listening to those meditation videos on YouTube that help, that you play while you sleep, that help DNA repair, 432 hertz. Excuse me, every time I drink this tea or this water, I got a burp, so I'm sorry, y'all. Saying my mom has a ho'opana, I don't know how to say it. There's a Hawaiian phrase that my mom says as a protection mantra, and she sends to me and my brother and all of my family. Whatever it is, you need to be doing that right now, because the fear propaganda around this coronavirus is at an all-time high. And it's not, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming the people. If anything, we're all just trying to find ways to cope, whether it be going and stocking up on groceries. I did see a tweet, shout out to Deb, that said the couponers, the extreme couponers, are having the last laugh right now. And they are, because they stocked up for this event, basically. But that's neither here nor there. It's not that funny. It is funny. Anyway, so we're all just trying to cope with the fear that is hovering over us right now during this time. And that fear, the reason this is why I was feeling away, because you've got all these other countries who have stepped up to the plate. China, building all these units and really quarantining. And now they're hosing down and disinfecting the city, Wuhan, and all their several cities twice a day, sending out drones, spraying the environment. They took 50 days off to quarantine everyone and make sure everybody was straight. You got Italy, who is suspending mortgages. You just see these other countries that are stepping up to the plate and putting their people first. Something that America has been bitching and crying about. I'm sorry for cussing. I'm just very upset. They've been bitching about democracy and freedom for all since its wrongful inception, since America was kidnapped. Okay, but and putting the people first. But when it comes to a time when we really need to put the people first, we really see what matters in this country. As if we didn't already know, we really see what really matters as propaganda, corporations, and as far as our president goes, narcissism. And I want you to be aware right now that narcissism is a real and true disease. I've seen several tweets about Trump denying the CDC to administer tests, not saying that the reason why we haven't been under attack is because we shut off our borders. I mean, saying that racism, using racism and xenophobia as a way to say why we haven't had the thousands of people infected, but we do have people infected. And that fear comes from not getting those answers, not being clear and direct, instead doing what Trump is doing and just brushing it off and saying, well, at least I am doing whatever, 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 or at least it could be much worse, but look at what I'm doing. And then Fox News putting on, putting out more propaganda about, I saw another video of this woman who was on Fox saying that the left is really trying to come at Trump's throat right now and make him look incompetent and really trying to hurt our economy. Man, fuck that economy, bruh. Tell people the truth. And that's where this fear comes from. And that's where this coping comes from, where we find ourselves having to joke about it on social media because we don't know what else to do. We feel alone. We feel isolated. We feel like no one out here can help us. Our government that we pay taxes to, which is supposed to serve and protect, is not protecting us. And so that's why I say now is the time to call on your archangels, dog. Now is the time, hey, angels at 1111, exactly. Now is the time to call on them and call on your spiritual team, whoever it may be. I don't give a damn what you believe in. Call on somebody, your grandmama, your great-grandmama, your God, Allah, Jesus, Emmanuel. I don't care what you call them. I don't care how you talk to them or communicate with them. Now is the time, okay? Because Earth is asking for a break. And I want to say that in you calling on your angels, and I'll get into the Earth asking for a break thing, but in you calling on your angels and calling on a higher source to protect you during this time, mentally, physically. I know people are worried about not going to work because and not being able to take care of themselves, but because America values capitalism over people. And you know, where are you going to place your children if you do have to go to work? I know people have small children. There's all these very real concerns, and I need you to take a step back. Take a deep breath and call on those who are here to help, okay? Now, I'm going to get into the angels in about 2.5 seconds. The last thing I want to say about this coronavirus issue, and I'm going to tie it into the angels and all that. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. This is only the beginning, okay? We are in March of 2020. I've been telling y'all since that Aquarius Age podcast, if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. Go back and listen to the Ascension podcast. Go back and listen to all of these things because they have been feeding me information for a few months now. And I'm behind the curve. I don't know everything. I'm just sharing with y'all what I know. And when I'm led to share it, I'm sharing it with you. Go back and listen to all these podcasts because just as much, I was telling my brother yesterday, just as much, quote, bad as there is going on in the world, there is that much good. A lot has happened in the past 3 months. We lost Kobe, Pop Smoke. There's been talk of World War III, and now this pandemic, and then a bunch of other crazy things have been happening as well. So just as much crazy and chaotic things are happening, that much good can happen for you too. And I'm telling you that because I wholeheartedly believe it and I experience it. I experience it week by week, day by day. These angels answering my prayers, okay? So you need to pick a side. Not saying that your life is going to be perfect and be rosy and abundant and always this way, but you need to pick a side. And let me tell you the sides that you need to pick. You either need to pick where you're going to operate within this spirit of lack, or you're going to operate in the spirit of abundance. Either you're going to come from the spirit of survival and just existing with this lack mentality, where you feel like you don't have what you need. You feel like nobody is there to help you. This real Five of Coins energy, Five of Pentacles energy, which is tarot talk. I'm going to talk to y'all about that tarot later too. Tarot talk, okay? Ooh, hashtag tarot talk. Where you feel like, TM, where you feel like the doors are open for help, but you can't see them because your pride is in the way. That's that lack mentality. Or are you going to move into this abundant mentality? Where even though it's a little cloudy, you know there's a silver lining and you keep pushing through and you operate from a place of abundance and gratitude. You need to choose right here and right now to change your mindset and call on these angels to help you do so, okay? Because they are here. All right, so let's talk about these archangels. All right, so I've been mentioning this a lot. What is an archangel? All right, the prefix, I'm sorry, y'all, my chair is squeaking. I just started doing this. Need some WD-40. Okay, so I'm comfortable now. The prefix arch, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get adjusted so I can just sit in one spot and not move and have the mic right here in my face. All right, cool. The prefix arch means ruling or chief in Greek. And this all is according to beliefnet.com. I know these things, these websites ain't scholarly. They don't be sounding like the most reliable source. But when I go and do this research, I go with the websites and the articles that really resonate with me and help me understand the information and feels right to me. So beliefnet.com is where I'm getting this information. So the prefix arch or arch means ruling or chief in Greek. And the religious texts refer to an archangel as being at a high level in the celestial hierarchy. The exact number of archangels, we don't really know, okay? But today I'm going to talk to y'all about seven of them. And in many traditions, these are the seven that you hear about. You might hear about Saint Gabriel and Saint Michael. I didn't even realize. It's crazy what you learn, man. So they vary from faith to faith. And basically, this is what I loved when this is what they said. Angels are extensions of God. They are extensions of God, and they assist us in carrying our prayers and our messages to God. Okay? So they're like the street team. They're like God's street team. They're out and about. They're helping us. They're guiding us. They're protecting us. They're delivering messages quickly. And I believe, you know, they have that wisdom, or they've been around God for so long that they can help us with things. You know what I mean? Or they know how God would want us to help a situation. Many have found that in connecting with an archangel who specializes in the area of life that they're looking for help with, and we'll talk about the seven archangels and what these areas are, but people have found that when they call on these archangels for specific areas of their life, it opens up like the floodgates of information and whatever it is that they're looking for. Like, you see a serious improvement, and I can attest to this. I only talk to y'all about things that I can attest to. I don't talk to y'all about stuff that I'm guesstimating on or other people's experience. I saw a quote that said, religion, hold up, let me pull it up, okay? Because I'm not doing religion here. It doesn't matter who you call on, okay? Religion is belief in someone else's experiences. Spirituality is having your own experience. So this is why we're doing spirituality, because I'm only telling y'all about my experience and I'm telling you what I'm led to share. Okay, we're not talking about religion here. We're talking about spirituality. So whatever works for you, works for you. And spirituality to me is about, it's like a hybrid. It's like picking and choosing what works for you, which is how it's supposed to be, in my opinion. So these angels understand your life's mission and they want to help you accomplish it. Okay. And they accelerate this. Like and I can attest to this. It's crazy. Angels acceleration, like that goes hand in hand. Okay. So The first up, we have Archangel Michael. Now, Archangel Michael, you may see him. He's got a sword in his hand. He's got some wings on his back. And his name means he who is as God. He is thought of as the angel of protection and the most powerful of the angels. So he's considered a leader within the angelic realm and a patron of righteousness, mercy, and justice. Okay? So this is your warrior angel. Archangel Michael is your warrior angel. This is the angel that you call on when you want to cut cords, when you want to cut things. When I see a sword, that's that tarot talk. I always think about cutting out things, okay? So you call on Archangel Michael when you're trying to work through problems and resolve them, okay? When you're afraid, confused, or concerned for your safety, he's there to help you release that fear and doubt, okay? And he brings you courage, direction, energy, vitality, all aspects of life purpose, motivation, space clearing, cord cutting, spirit releasement, worthiness, and self-esteem, okay? So this is your warrior. This is, if you guys a confrontation with somebody or you don't know how to handle something, you call on Archangel Michael. When you want to cut out things and you're feeling fearful or afraid, you call on Archangel Michael to stand there and bring his armor and bring his army and just support you, okay? That's who you call on. Up next, we got Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael might be the one that you've seen around holding this horn, this trumpet. I think about, as far as tarot talk, seeing him in the judgment card where the person or whomever is holding up the trumpet, okay? And in tarot, the judgment card is about spiritual enlightenment and spiritual divine spiritual connection. Help me, Archangel Gabriel, get these messages out, please. So anyway, Archangel Raphael means God heals. So this is the angel designated for physical and emotional healing. In Hebrew, the word Roph, R-O-P-H-E, means to heal, okay? So it's not only helps people heal, but helps healers in their healing practices. So this could be teachers or therapists or psychologists, psychiatrists, physical therapists, things like that. They also work with addicts, injuries, and illnesses. Not they, but he. Restoring and maintaining harmony and peace. Also, Archangel Raphael is a patron of travelers. So anytime you're traveling overseas, especially with this coronavirus, now is the time to call on this person. If you've got to travel, all those students that are having to just pack up and leave, call on Archangel Raphael to guide you and give you safe travels. He makes sure that you have a safe and a harmonious journey, okay? Working in conjunction with Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael helps to clear away fears and stressors that may be adversely affecting your health. So you know how they say stress is like the number one killer. So working with Angel Raphael to heal those wounds. I call on him to help me heal wounds or send healing to other people, okay? So when you cut out all that stuff, when you cut those cords, like I experienced, you might have some wounds there. You might want to, you need to feel those cords. Don't just cut those cords. I had to learn this. Mom had to tell me. Don't just cut the cords because it leaves a void. And energy is going to fill a space. So you want to fill it with love and support and healing. And so when you're cutting things out, call on Archangel Raphael to also heal those wounds and help you move forward. Okay? Excuse me. I had to get some tea. Now, I want to tell y'all a quick story as to why I can attest to these angels. And then we'll get into the other five. Quick story. So on Monday for the full moon in Virgo last week, I wanted to do a full moon ritual, but I didn't want to do the one I typically do, which is where I write stuff down and burn it. I didn't feel it. I'm going with my feelings. I'm going with apparently what the angels are leading me to do. So I watched the Consciousness Evolution tarot reading on Virgo tarot reading. The pick a card reading. And I picked the third one. Y'all, it was so amazing. And she was talking about how the angels are guiding you. The angels. She just kept talking about the angels. And I'm like, what is her hiring these angels. She said, when you're out today on your walk or da 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 da, you may see a feather. And when you see a feather, it means angels are near. Now, y'all, when I was about 19, we were in spring break in Florida. I got a feather tattoo behind my ear. It's not the prettiest feather, but it's a feather. And I didn't know why I was getting it. People said, why are you getting it? I don't know. I saw it on Pinterest and I liked it. Last year, I finally looked up what a feather represents. And in Native American tradition, feathers represent a connection to your higher self. Oh, fast forward to today. The feather is the angels, okay? And the ear are the antenna to the soul and the body, okay? They help you pick up on things. So it actually worked out. Even though I wasn't really 1,000% sure why I was doing it or why I wanted it behind my ear, the angels were guiding me the whole time, letting us know, let me know we're right here with you. So Monday, I go on my walk. It's a beautiful day in New York. I mean, beautiful. It's like spring. It's like 60 degrees outside, almost 70. And it was just beautiful. So I'm walking around the whole city, not New York City, the little city, town that I'm in here with my mom and my brother. Walking around, and there's like a little pier area. So I'm like, I'm gonna go over there by the water. I went and stood by a particular section. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, guide me where I need to be standing over here, because I didn't want to be around a bunch of people because I wanted to do my full moon release at the water and talk to the angels at the water. So I'm talking to Archangel Michael and I'm like, can you please help me cut the rest of the cords? Like, that's my release. Negative energy that I don't agree with. And I said, and my mom said, don't forget to send love and support and healing to people. So I said, and I also want to send love, support, and healing. And I blew it out of my hand. And when I opened my eyes, y'all, look, it's 3:22. Hello, angels. When I opened my eyes, a white feather fell on the water right in front of me. I cannot make this junk up. Like, it sounds crazy just now when I said it. So when I say call on these people because they are here, call on these entities and these angels because they are here, I literally mean they are right there listening to you, waiting to hear you talk to them. They're waiting for you to check in and ask them for something just so they can help you. That feather fell out of nowhere on that water, y'all, directly in front of me. Had I stood anywhere else, I wouldn't have seen that. Had I came a moment later, a moment sooner, I would have missed that. Had I said my prayer about cutting cords, releasing any differently at any different moment, and I blew and it fell right there. Come on now, y'all. Come on. This is real life, all right? I just want to tell y'all my testimony so y'all don't think I'm crazy. All right, so after, let's review. We got Archangel Michael cutting things out of your life, your warrior. Archangel Raphael, your healer. Healing those wounds. Next, we got Archangel Gabriel. I think this is Gabriel, not Gabriel, because it says that she's a woman. She holds this trumpet. You've seen the angels or the statues, or you've seen this trumpet. You've seen it. You just didn't know what it was for because we're not taught these things. She is the patron of communications, okay? Messenger angel. She helps writers, teachers, journalists, and artists to convey the message, to find motivation and confidence, and to market their skills, okay? She also helps you overcome fears of procrastination, issues of fear and procrastination in communication, as well as areas related to children, helping during conception, pregnancy, childbirth, and child rearing. So I'm getting a lot of throat chakra energy here. So if you're having problems communicating things, saying what you need to say, maybe you have stage fright, or maybe you have speech, you know, you get up in front of people and you get nervous, you got a big presentation coming up, call on Archangel Gabriel. I call on Archangel Gabriel all the time. All the time when I'm doing this, well, now that I'm doing these podcasts, I'm calling on her. But when I'm doing my tarot readings, I say, please help me communicate clearly the messages you want me to download and receive. Call on her when you're trying to write. You're trying to write a song. You're trying to write a paper. Anything. This is good for students, too, I think. Call on her to help you, okay? Also, anything concerning children, conception, pregnancy, childbirth, rearing. Call on her, okay? That's Archangel Gabriel. Next. We got Archangel Jophiel. Again, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing these words. The angels, y'all know my heart. I don't mean any harm, okay? Archangel Gabriel, Jophiel, the patron saint of artists. The name means beauty of God. She helps us to see and maintain beauty in life and support us in beautiful thinking thoughts and staying positive, as well as creating and manifesting beauty in our surroundings and our hearts. So I'm getting a lot of heart chakra energy with this. So this helps to bring the calm and the peace in our lives, heal the negativity and the chaos, tame your ego, and to bring organization to a place or a situation. When seeking wisdom or a shift in perspective, Archangel Jophiel is the archangel to call in to uplift you and see things from a different point of view. So like I was saying about this fear that we got going on with the coronavirus, call on Archangel Jophiel to help you calm down, take a breath, and figure out what the heck is going on. What you need to do, since it's every man for himself, or how you can help out the people around you, okay? Call on Archangel Jophiel to help you think positively during this time, to help you with that abundance mindset and moving away from that lack mindset. Call on Archangel Jophiel, okay? Next, we've got Archangel Ariel. Y'all, we all need to be calling on her and apologizing to her. Archangel Ariel, her name means lion or lioness of God. Shout out to Archangel Ariel for coming through on this The Lion is Den podcast, okay? Her role is to protect the earth, the natural resources, ecosystems, and all wildlife, okay? She is all about environmentalism, protecting, healing, rejuvenating, and maintaining our environment. And she said, I am fed up with y'all humans. I saw that, you know, people, different perspective, you know, piggybacking off of Archangel Jophiel, different perspective. Right now, you see, you know, this quarantine, people not going out, people not doing things. And I saw pictures of, like, areas that are normally packed, like highways and museums in Paris and things like that, New York City, where it's like tranquil and quiet and nobody's out there but the birds. Because Archangel Ariel is claiming her earth back. She said, y'all gonna sit down, even if it's just for 50 days. Please sit down for a second. For a second. She also can be useful in ensuring your needs for food, water, shelter, and other supplies are met. So when you're asking for this different perspective from Archangel Jophiel on how to move forward with these different things, who's going to take care of my kids? How am I going to pay my bills? Call on Archangel Ariel to help you with your Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Okay? Call on her. She also works and oversees the planets, the sun, the moons, and the stars. We are very much so connected. We are all made of the same thing as all of these elements. So call on her to help you get in line with your moon, your stars, and all that stuff. That's why people say astrology is crazy, and the church leads us to believe that astrology is the devil's work. No. How can what God created, they say God created this stuff, be of the devil? How? When he created it. And we can't figure it out. What the devil has going on is very plain. It's very clear to see. Addiction, you can see it. You can put your finger on it. You can cure it. You can get help. God's work, you can't see. You can't understand. We still don't know what's out there. So align with God's creations to get help, to figure things out, okay? Call on Archangel Ariel if you're worried about what you're going to eat or where you're going to go, okay? These angels are here for you, and how the moon and the stars and all that stuff is here to also help you, give you some guidance. Next, Archangel Azrael. Y'all, this is one of my favorite ones. I promise you. She is whom who helps. Oh, he. Whom God helps. That's what his name means. Whom God helps. So This is the angel of death. But death, tarot talk, when you see death, number 13 in the deck, you see transition. You don't see like what everybody else sees around death. No, no, no. This is about transition and transforming and killing those things that you don't need. It's just about transition. And so Archangel Azrael is here to help you transition. Okay, with whatever it may be with death, but it also may be with relationships, career, addictions, anything like that. They is help you. Archangel Gabriel, help me. He helps you transition through the hard times. So when you're cutting those cords with Archangel Michael and you're asking for healing with Archangel Raphael, call on Archangel Azrael as well to work with these two angels to help you transition smoothly when you're releasing something out of your life. It might be something big that you've been dependent on or you just so used to having for all this time in your life. So call on Archangel Azrael to help you transition or to help your loved ones transition into the next life, okay? That's what Archangel Azrael deals with, grief, loss, things of that words, okay? Now, last but certainly not least, we got Archangel Chamuel. Archangel Chamuel means he who sees God, okay? So, Archangel Chamuel deals with the connection between as above, so below. This is the angel that assists in finding the strength and courage to face adversity when it seems we have none left. Okay, he helps you find lost items, find important parts of our lives, such as purpose, a love relationship, a new job, and supportive friendships, and solutions to problems. Excuse me. He helps heal anxiety, bring peace, and to repair relationships and misunderstandings. His whole thing is peace, connecting you to your higher self, working with Archangel Raphael to change those perspectives and call on, it's like a direct to source. So I'm feeling crown chakra energy with this, okay? Calling on source to help you work through these things, okay? He protects the world from fear and lowers vibrating negative energy, which is what we need right now. It's protection against this lower vibrational energy. All this narcissism, all this fear that's running rampant. We need our angels. We need our spirit team, our guides more than ever right now. And so that's what I want to really drive home about this coronavirus. And hello, angels, it's 3:33. I wanted to call on them and call on them in this reading, and they wanted to talk to y'all. They really did. I had to do this reading. I had a whole schedule lined up, and this got rearranged to today. Because it's very important that you know that during this time of panic, during this time of fear, don't forget what's really important. Don't forget that there are, okay, we ZB's done, we are in this now. Don't forget that during this time of fear, during this time of panic, there are those who are here to help you. No matter what you think, okay? And right now, I'm trying something different. I am shuffling my cards, Miss Cleo's Tarot Power Deck. And I am asking for a message right now. Archangel Gabriel, can you give me one card? One card with a message that you want me to give to the people. And as I'm shuffling, oh, the Seven of Cards. Seven of Coins has jumped out. This is about hard work. With all of this fear, don't let them stop you from putting in the work. Whatever it is you are working on, whatever your dreams and your desires are, do not let them stop you from planting your seeds and watching them grow. Whatever you want is yours. Do not let them discourage you. Also, the Seven of Coins is maybe something is not growing as fast as you want it to grow. It is slowly growing. Do not let yourself be discouraged by all of the things that are happening around you in the news and the media. No. You keep working on those things. And if you have some time now to be quarantined and take the time off, then you continue working and planting those seeds because it's going to pay off. I told you that just as much as the bad things are here to discourage you, there's so much good that you can take from this too. You can have it either way. You can have your lack or you can have your abundance. You can put in the work of with the seven of coins and have your abundance, or you can do nothing and walk away from it all and have lack. So don't let the fear, don't let what other people are doing or not doing stop you from pursuing your dreams. Don't let what they are saying in the media stop you from pursuing your dreams and what you have been working hard on. It is not in vain. Continue to put the hard work in. The angels are here. They are watching you and they are proud of you. And that is your Weezy Wisdom. Hey. I hope that you enjoyed the message today. Don't let coronavirus get you down in the dumps. All you got to do is look up to the angels, say what's up, what's up, what's up. I appreciate the guidance, appreciate the luck. Yeah, and don't forget, Problems in Paradise is coming out March 24th. So download that thing, download that thing, download that thing. Okay, thank you for joining me. I'll see you next week. Until then, you know what you gotta do for me. Eat your vegetables, drink your water, and be safe in these streets. Hey, hey, Weezy out, yeah.